Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMacy has put an end to speculation about whether he'll survive swirling ethics allegations. Saying he's returning to his private law practice, DeMacy has announced he's resigning as of 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. He insists the move has nothing to do with the ethics investigations. The House votes on Wednesday on the next speaker. Ways and Means Committee Chairman Representative Robert DeLeo says he expects to win, but his rival House Majority Leader Representative John Rogers says he's also confident he'll win. Joining us this morning to sort all of this out is WBUR State House reporter Martha Biebinger. Martha, good morning and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Bob.
So the rumors that Speaker DeMacy was about to resign surfaced on Friday, but there really have been questions for months about whether he could still be effective given the ethics investigation and the cloud around him for many months now on Beacon Hill. What was the breaking point? Why is he resigning now? What do we know about that?
We don't know exactly. I don't think we have the full story on that yet, Bob. In a letter to colleagues, DeMacy said that it was time to move on. There was one more story last week about his former campaign treasurer, Richard Vitale, this time paying legal fees for DeMacy's in-laws. But was that the tipping point, or were there some other pressures? We just really don't know. He was just reelected to Speaker 3 weeks ago. DeMacy told the Boston Globe yesterday that he's leaving with a clear conscience and is proud of his record. He suggested that supporters of casino gambling have been stirring up these ethics controversies that you were just mentioning, Bob, that have eroded his authority. You remember that DeMacy blocked Governor Patrick's bid last year to allow up to 3 casinos in Massachusetts.
So we don't know what will happen to the casino plan now, but let me stay on DeMacy for a minute. He's not been charged with any crimes or ethics violations, but that could still be coming as far as we know, but maybe not. What was the perception that he might be guilty hurting him on Beacon Hill?
It clearly was. Some of his supporters had started to tell him that even though he had not been charged with anything yet, that the perception was becoming such a distraction that he really could not govern effectively. Now, those allegations so far have just focused on his associates who were trying to get bills or contracts through the Statehouse. And those associates were either implying or actually did have the support of the speaker. The speaker, as you said, has not been charged directly with doing anything that he benefited from. But those rumors, which were building again last week, have become such a distraction that, as he said in his letter to colleagues, he felt that the best thing to do would be to step down.
So the post-DeMacy period begins at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, when DeMacy's resignation is expected to take effect. And the jockeying for the job is already well underway. Two of his top lieutenants, Representative Robert DeLeo, Representative John Rogers, have been trying to secure votes to succeed him for more than a year now. DeLeo, as I understand it, says he has a list of more than 81 supporters, which would be a majority of the 160-member House. Is the fight for the speakership over?
Well, House Ways and Means Chairman Robert DeLeo says yes, and he is, as you said, planning on a vote in the caucus on Wednesday. But John Rogers isn't giving up. Some of his supporters say DeLeo has questions to answer about whether he was involved in the legislation or contracts that we've just talked about that might ensnare DeMacy. And Rogers says the vote should be delayed until voters in the state at large, have a chance to notify their representatives about who they want to be speaker, which, as he points out, is one of the most powerful positions in the state.
I think the people of Massachusetts also want to debate this and who should take this position, and they should be allowed to weigh in. Last time, Sal and I worked something out, and really there really wasn't much of a debate.
Bob, Rogers says that deal that he just mentioned, in which DeMacy became the speaker in 2004 and Rogers the majority leader, should not be repeated. Of course, he's also angry now that the deal isn't unfolding as he thought it would. DeLeo's camp says Rogers is making hostile, desperate attempts to delay DeLeo's election. Representative Jay Kaufman says he's confident that DeLeo, who he supports, has a clear ethics record.
The only thing I've heard is people in the John Rogers camp who, perhaps because they were grasping at straws to try to figure out some way to keep from being defeated, may have taken some steps that otherwise are not having much impact.
Now, Bob, in that back and forth, DeLeo's supporters say Rogers has a campaign finance issue that has hurt his bid. But if you look past the vote for a minute, the back and forth about that, members are also worried about whether there will be a smooth transition or whether there will just be another round of distractions. Just looking at this week, Wednesday, the day that there might be this caucus vote, is also the day that Governor Patrick is scheduled to announce more budget cuts and even less state spending for fiscal 2010.
So the work on Beacon Hill goes on, even as the House is in a bit of turmoil over DeMacy's resignation and who leads next.
Hopefully.
Even though he departs under this ethics cloud, DeMacy has a long list of accomplishments as Speaker on Beacon Hill, including helping to win passage of the state's comprehensive health care law. How do you think he might be remembered?
It's really too soon to say, Bob, because it depends on the outcome of these pending investigations. Governor Patrick yesterday issued a statement calling DeMacy a valued partner and a good friend. He mentioned the work on health care reform and DeMacy's support for gay marriage. Senate President Therese Murray says DeMacy was an enormous asset to the legislature, and she adds to his list of accomplishments a clean energy bill that was his priority last session, as well as his commitment to the Rose Kennedy Greenway. There are a lot of nonprofit human service groups out there for whom DeMacy was a strong ally, a lunch bucket Democrat, they called him, who was out there to help people. But if he helped himself along the way, it will certainly tarnish his reputation and his record.
Lastly, Martha, let me ask you about ethics legislation on Beacon Hill. Do you think that the DeMacy resignation may move ethics legislation recently proposed by Governor Patrick, especially considering that DeMacy's resignation follows the resignations of House Speaker Tom Finneran, House Speaker Charles Flaherty? Both of them had ethics or legal issues.
Certainly groups who want reform in that area will use this as a way to say, let's act on Governor Patrick's package now. Governor Patrick did not mention DeMacy in his statement last night in connection with that package of ethics rules changes that he wants. But curiously, both Bob DeLeo and John Rogers are saying they want to come in and make ethics reform part of what they will do to restore public confidence in the House and in the legislature in general. Now, the House is going to be the branch where this package may have a little bit more trouble. So it, depending on how this vote in the next few days plays out and what kind of agenda the new leader sets, we will see.
Okay, we'll see. WBUR State House reporter Martha Biebinger, thank you very much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Bob.